This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Clay Harbor.
Playing at Wembley Stadium, 90,000 sold out crowd in London. And for some reason, my heart's beating, getting out of a limo to go date some girl. Like, what's wrong with you?
Football analyst for Chicago Sports Network. Former NFL player.
Not a quarterback, I'm a tight end, but I've watched a lot of tape. I've been in meeting rooms with Tom Brady. Been in meeting rooms with Drew Brees. I've been in meeting rooms with Michael Vick. Quarterbacks know what they can do and what they can't do, and I know what a quarterback can and can't do and when you're supposed to expect them to be able to be successful.
Clay Harbor with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to Clay Harbor. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Clay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, man. I was great until I heard that introduction, man. I don't know, who can I talk to about maybe getting that switched around with that little bachelorette summary there?
Consider it done, Clay. All right. Complaint registered. We'll take care of that next time.
Yeah.
That's Brandon Fryer, though. That's Brandon Fryer.
He's just trying to.
Out of respect, though.
No. He's just messing with
us. I'm okay with it.
Well, I'm curious, are you okay with what you saw yesterday from the Bears? I thought that they did a really good job of finally getting the kid out there and handling it. I wish they'd done it a week before, just because I didn't think there was much to see there to begin with. And then you hear from Caleb, and he handled it really well, and he didn't deny that anything was said. He just said, yeah, that's how things were, and it went down like that, and it's not a big deal. And I thought it was kind of asked and answered, and you took care of it. And why couldn't you just done that the minute it came out?
Yeah, me and Dave were having the same conversation yesterday on the Chicago Sports Network. I loved what he said. He was very open. He's talking about these were thoughts. These were conversations I was having with my father, being as where I was picked, with the number one pick. These are things you think about, but I never acted on them. After I went to Chicago, I decided I wanted to be a guy that was going to accept the challenge of turning this thing around. Perfectly said. My only problem with it was, why do you take 13 days
right
to do it when Caleb himself even said that it was a distraction? So he's, to his own admission, it was a distraction. You take 13 days. My only thing is, maybe this was somebody in the building that could have been like, hey, you know, let's get you out there and talk. I don't know if that's Caleb's decision on his own.
So, Clay, I think the other interesting aspect of yesterday, as we have discussed, is Ben Johnson talking about the value of body language in the Albert Breer report, where it was revealed that that's one of the points of emphasis this offseason, trying to clean those things up and not be a palms-up team, is significant. And I think that if, from a former player's perspective, how would you rate or evaluate how significant it really is? And what did you see from Caleb Williams as a rookie that might need addressed?
I think it's very important. And they say 90% of what you say is nonverbal. I go back to a time, I'm in a huddle with Tom Brady. I just come from Jacksonville. And, you know, hearing Blake Bortles call plays, it's a very smooth tempo. It's kind of slow. You know, it's like green right, 373, Y stick, X go, on one, ready, break. Tom Brady's in there. He sounds like an auctioneer. Green right, 373, Y stick, X go, on one. This guy wants to get to the line of scrimmage so he can look at the defense, see what they're doing. You feed off of other people's body language. I didn't realize this, but in the huddle, I'm just sitting there looking confused when Tom's calling the play because he's calling this so fast you can barely hear it. And he goes, Clay, in the middle of the huddle, I don't like that look in your eye. And then I start glaring at him like, what, WTF, man? He goes, that's better. And then he calls the play. He saw my body language, the way I was looking, and to him it didn't fit right with him. So he says that, and then I get, you know, a little ticked off. He's like, that's better. Calls the play. We go out there. So it matters. Other guys feed off your body language. It's what you're presenting to your team. It's what the other team sees. If you smell that blood in the water, we're over the sidelines. Oh, look at them. They're ready to break, guys. They're ready to break. One more drive. Let's go out there. So it's a sign of weakness. Your teammates feed off of it. It matters. So, you know, if you don't want to get yelled at by Tom Brady, you know, make sure you have some good body language.
You know, the fact is that kind of attention to detail that we're seeing from Ben Johnson, you're setting a standard. You know, and I said this to David this morning. Quite frankly, I think they let themselves down a bit last year. Oh, we need to be coached harder. Oh, this guy's saying this. Like, I don't want to hear all that. I want you to go out and play, act professionally, and don't make people realize how out of whack everything is. Listen, everybody got fired. There's a reason it happened. I got no complaints about that. But I just didn't like how unlikable it was when you heard veteran players complaining.
When there was more podcasts than touchdowns, I think that was a problem.
Well said. You know? That's so well said. Absolutely correct.
Definitely more podcasts than touchdowns. What I'd love to see yesterday, so they're in the huddle, and you can see it's a little bit sloppy. You could have let this go. They're a little slow getting out the huddle, and they break it. And instead of letting them go to the line of scrimmage, finish the play, I can't repeat what Ben Johnson said, but the word started with an F, and then it went that. He said, F that, and get back in the huddle. And he makes them come all the way back, call the play quick, run up to the line, run the play, and then they actually had a successful play right there. So that's the kind of detail that you're seeing from Ben Johnson. And a reporter asked him, he's like, hey, what was up with that? He's like, hey, I'm not letting these guys get away with this in the huddle. We're holding ourselves to a certain standard that starts in the huddle all the way through the play. So I'm going to bring them back and make them redo that. So that's something that I saw yesterday that I thought was really impressive.
Clay, when we talk about the Ben Johnson effect, and Caleb Williams described it as being a left foot forward guy, he's always been a right foot forward guy, and now he's behind center rather than being in a shotgun formation. And these are things that might be seemingly minor to fans and people who don't play the position or are on the field. But how are you watching this unfold, and how important is it that maybe Caleb Williams adapt and adjust to Ben Johnson's way of doing things rather than the other way around?
I think it's important, and I think most quarterbacks do like that. It just makes it easier for him in these quick passes to be able to get the ball out and do it the way exactly Ben wants him to do it, because there's differences when you're throwing to the left, the right, and when you have one foot up, and if this is how Ben's done it, then that's what you want to see. One thing I thought was interesting is they were practicing some zone read yesterday, and you go back to Ben Johnson. He's never had the opportunity to run zone read. Mully, you could probably beat Jared Goff in a race, man. This guy could never – I mean, you pull zone read, you're pulling a linebacker out of the play. Now he's got Caleb Williams. You see him going through some some zone read stuff. So usually the best rushing teams in the league, you got the Commanders, the Ravens, you know, the Bears a couple years ago with Justin Fields.
Yep.
When you can pull this extra number out of the box with your quarterback on that read play, zone read, outside zone, inside zone, with the threat of your quarterback, I thought it was interesting that you see Ben Johnson doing some of that now, because in Detroit, he didn't do any of that, and he couldn't because he had Ben Johnson. So you really see that he is playing to the strength of these guys, and I think you're going to see Caleb not run the ball a ton, but you might see four or five plays that are options or zone reads this year that I think will really improve that running game.
Clay, he threw a couple of picks yesterday by all reports. Were they missed throws? Did he do something? Why were there a couple of picks?
Man, one looked like he was just gifting Tremaine Edmonds a football. I mean, it just went right to Tremaine Edmonds' chest. He didn't see him. And the other one was a tip ball, and Brisker came down with it. But he had an up-and-down day. It wasn't perfect, but he did a lot of good things. Another one, he's rolling to the left. He throws the ball across his body. Big completion. He had a couple nice completions to DJ. Cole Kmet had a really nice day. So, I mean, it wasn't a perfect day for Caleb, but what I liked was he did throw the interceptions earlier on in practice. Then you come back and you see him really lock in, come back with a couple of big completions. So I think we've seen that from Caleb in his career. He'll have some atrocious first quarter, where maybe they have negative yards. And I'm not being sarcastic here. There's a couple first half even, where you're probably counting 10 to 20, 30 yards on the field. Then he comes back and finishes up well. So I love the way he came back, finished up practice, threw some great balls, and did finish on a hot streak there. And 7-on-7, there were no balls on the ground. So there are ups and downs, but I did like how he came back and didn't let that really affect him.
Talking with Clay Harbor from the Chicago Sports Network here on Mully and Haw. So, Clay, I think the other thing that you observed, which is significant, that Ozzie Trapillo was the left tackle with the first team the entire practice. Now, Ben Johnson would later say that it's a musical chairs there and everyone's going to get a good look. But what was your impression of the first look at Ozzie Trapillo with the number one offense?
I always look at Ozzie, man. Ozzie's one of the first guys I want to see out there, just because other rookies aren't out there. Obviously, Colson Loveland, Luther Burden aren't on the field, and I want to see how these guys react to their first NFL experience. Ozzie fits right in. His footwork is meticulous. He's got that bend. He's got reach. I don't think he gave up a sack all day. Darnell Wright actually gave up a couple to Dominique Robinson. Talk about a surprise in practice. Dominique Robinson actually looked pretty good out there. I mean, that guy's a specimen. But I think Darnell Wright will be fine. But Ozzie looked very crisp. He's a guy that's smart, intelligent, looks like he knows what he's doing out there, and just very impressive for a rookie to come in and just to look like he's poised and he's running with the first unit there. It's tough to do that. You're not with the twos, you're not with the threes, you're going with this first unit. So I really loved what I saw from Ozzie. Other rookie report, Ruben Hiplight had a couple nice plays. He had a PBU on a DeAndre Swift wheel route, showing a lot of speed there. I think that's all I got. Zah Frazier, didn't see much from him, or Luke Newman. Obviously, the other two guys are out with some soft tissue, and then Colson's shoulder.
Yeah, you know, I wonder about Luther Burden, because he obviously fell on the ball in the rookie minicamp, and then he came back on the Sunday practice, but he didn't do everything. And now both days he's not been out there, the 2 days that the media has been allowed out there. You just can't help but wonder if there's something going on that is more serious than we've heard. And again, you know, I mean, my God, it's not even June yet, so you don't get too concerned. Just a little weird.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I was out there at rookie camp when he did fall on the ball. Yeah. He made a big play. He looked good at rookie minicamp. I was really impressed with how he ran, how smooth he was when he caught the football. His transition after the catch was something that you can't coach, you can't teach. But we haven't seen him since. So these are valuable reps to miss. I think it's OTA 5. We've only seen 2. But to miss this many OTAs, it's definitely something that's more than just a nagging injury that he could get out there. So that is interesting. But I will say, I think Rome Odunze looks like he's improved. He's a guy that's a meticulous worker. In warm-ups, he's running full speed. Randall L. is out there giving a lot of energy, really coaching up these guys. DJ Morris practicing hard. And I'm going to give you guys my sleeper of camp here. This guy is a little Julian Edelman. He's a little Danny Amendola, short receiver from TCU. JP Richardson. I mean, this guy is quick. He can catch. He's a little slot machine, tough receiver room to make. But I really like this kid for maybe he could sneak on a roster or a practice squad guy. But JP Richardson looked good. And even Olamide Zaccheaus, that guy is quick. I mean, you see why he had the year he had in Washington last year.
Right.
He is quick, in and out of breaks, can catch everything. Just a true pro, working hard out there. I really like what I see from Zaccheaus.
Interesting. I did not expect those two names to come up. Clay, you also heard from Caleb Williams in terms of his explanation about how he watches film and the quote that everybody fixated on. I think you were a little bit critical at the time, like a lot of people were. But after hearing him yesterday explain what he meant by the word shortcut, and Mully and I talked about that, meaning maybe more efficiency in terms of watching tape and getting help. How did you interpret what you heard, and did it change your mind a little bit in terms of what he said or was reported to have said before?
Yeah, this makes a little bit more sense, because to me it's like, how do you not know how to watch film if you've played, and Dave, even you playing college football, you spend so much time in that building watching film with your coaches. I mean, there's hours that you're watching. You're watching your film. You're watching your opponent. So you're in this room. You're watching film as a team. You're watching film as an offense. Then you're watching film with your position group. For me, it was a tight end in the tight end room. And for him, it's a quarterback room. So you watch a ton of film together. So I'm like, wait, how do you not know how to watch film? He's like, no, I know how to watch film, but what I don't know is the shortcuts, which makes sense, right? Because they can send you so many things. You're getting a third down cut up. You're getting a red zone cut up. You're getting a base package cut up. You're getting a first down cut up, second down, third down, fourth down. Do I watch the last three games together wholly, or do I watch these cut ups? You know, for me specifically, I was more of a, I'm going to watch the last couple games, and then I'm going to go into the cut up. So what he's saying to me is, I don't know exactly what I should be watching. If you come in on Monday and watch film, you should probably watch base package, because Tuesday you're installing your base package. Wednesday you're going to install your third down. So Tuesday night you watch your blitz package. So he's talking about he doesn't know exactly what to watch. And there's so many different cut-ups there that are just, when I say cut-ups, it's just clips of every third down. Say they're playing the Vikings. The Vikings have ran. Every red zone defense, the Vikings have ran. So now when you get into red zone, your head flashes back to the film you watch in that red zone cut up, and you know exactly, okay, I'm looking for cover two here. I'm looking for cover four here. They might send a corner blitz, high alert corner blitz. Okay, it's third down. Now you go back to that third down cut up. Just a bunch of clips of all the third downs you run. Okay, on third down, I see Brian Flores likes to send the nickel. Okay, so I got to watch out for that nickel. They like to do games. I got to make sure to alert the offensive line for games. So that made more sense, and I think bringing Case Keenum in is a big factor there, because he knows he's been around a bunch of quarterbacks, and he's going to help him get on the right routine and watch the right tape so he can be successful and not think about it when he's on the field on Sundays.
Clay, I want to ask you another question about Ozzie Trapillo, and I just am curious, when you see him line up at left tackle and you mentioned his footwork, is there a pronounced difference between him and Karan Amagaji? I know Braxton Jones is down, so he's not out there at all. But I'm just curious, when you look at the two players, and we've seen now two practices and they've featured the two different guys playing the position, is it anything noticeable, or you got to wait till the pads go on?
You know, it's interesting, because with Kieran, he's this big, long, athletic guy. He's got 36.5-inch arms. And he is twitchy, but he's clunky in his sets. To me, it feels like he's a little off balance. His flexibility isn't what it needs to be. And I'll be honest, Ozzie looks better. He looks more under control. He looks more fluid in his sets. And he just looks more unbalanced. And when you think about it, he's honestly got more experience than Kieran Amagaji does. Kieran was hurt in college. Kieran missed all of off-season last year.
Right.
This is basically his rookie season. So Ozzie looks more like a veteran even than Amagaji does. And I don't think that people with the left tackle thing for Braxton Jones, or Darnell Wright, excuse me, they played right tackle and left tackle, Darnell Wright and Braxton Jones, when Braxton Jones was healthy. So you have Braxton Jones on this roster. He's just not there now. So why would you try to move Darnell Wright when you still have the guy that right. played there last year? To me, that doesn't make sense. Unless Ozzie was by far and away better on the right side, would you even think about that? But I think that's just a non-starter. You are not going to move Darnell Wright. We can get that out of our heads. The competition here is going to be between Braxton Jones when he gets healthy and Ozzie Trapillo in my eyes. So that's the something that I'm going to be interested in coming training camp.
Last thing quickly, Clay. When you hear Montez Sweat say the one thing that stands out, the word that comes to mind when Dennis Allen's name comes up is complex. And then he talks about the defense being more complex than he's dealt with in the NFL. Is that a good thing or not?
I think it's a good thing. It's going to take a little bit longer to learn, but that means it's a more difficult defense, an attacking defense. When I'm out there at OTAs watching film or watching the practice, I'm trying to decipher what he's running. And I'm sitting there with Alex Shapiro or Mark Carmen, Ruthie, Matt Bertram. Like, okay, this is cover two. He's going, the nickel's running in motion. Then he pops his zone. So he's confusing these quarterbacks. Some of the tells that you would usually see, say there's a linebacker that goes out when Cole Kmet lines up out wide. That's a man-to-man sign. Somehow he's popping his own coverage out of it. Doesn't make sense to me. So he's doing a lot of different things that to me as a player, I'm like, wow, he's really going against what you can typically use as a rule set. And even the defensive line stuff, you're seeing some schemes, some stunts. He's doing double A-gap blitz already on third down when they're running the third down drill yesterday. So I think it's going to be a good thing. He's an attacking defensive coordinator, and it's going to pay off. This guy's ran some good defenses for a long time in the NFL. I think it's a good thing that he is complex.
Great stuff. Really appreciate your time, Clay. Thank you.
Thanks, Clay. Go back to working out now.
Appreciate it, guys.
That later. Is Clay Harbor. That's excellent stuff.
He's got good insight.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I'm
he knows
really,
what he's watching.
I'm very interested to hear what he had to say about Dominique Robinson, because as we've talked about, it feels like this is a make or break. This camp.
Last chance.
That's it.
Yeah.
So
training camp
to
is going to be huge for him.
Yes. Yeah. No shadow of a doubt. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots
and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Does Ken Rosenthal think the Chicago Cubs are for real?
Yes, but with a caveat. I'm worried about their starting pitching and where it's going to go. Justin Steele, of course, is down. They haven't gotten Assad back. They've had various different issues throughout the course of the season. Imanaga is down right now as well. So, like a lot of clubs, they have concerns about their pitching depth, and the intriguing part about them is where their offense is and how Kyle Tucker, not single-handedly, but has really transformed them, as has Pete Crow Armstrong. So I expect them to still score runs regardless of what else happens, but ultimately, their pitching is a concern.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That is the voice of Ken Rosenthal. He was talking with our guy, Nick Costos, on the You Better You Bet podcast.
And he's absolutely right.
Yes, he is.
Pitching now is easily the biggest source. I don't even want to say concern, but it's the number one area that Jed Hoyer will need to address before the trade deadline. And you can say that with a feeling of confidence and maybe more emphatically than he could 10 days ago, because why? Well, Matt Shaw has arrived and looks like the guy they expected him to be from day one.
Yes.
So third base is, third base is off the charts right now.
Hold on a second.
I'm taking it off the charts.
David is taken for third base.
Yep.
Off of the trade list.
Because you don't need a third baseman if Matt Shaw can continue to do even a little bit of what he's done the first 8 games back. And I know it's a small sample size, but it's also more representative of the player they projected him to be in spring training.
And if we could ever get a start of some kind with Genesis, maybe the bullpen's off the mark as well.
You want to use... No, do not. I can't talk about Genesis Cabrera. I don't know why you asked me about Genesis Cabrera.
Okay.
I can't speak to him. Now we've had 2 Cub employees shut us down, shut the station down whenever Genesis Cabrera is named. He's going to be the most talked about left-handed reliever they don't use. So he is to fill in the blanks for people who might not have been hearing us an hour ago. Tommy Hotovy was asked about Genesis Cabrera, the lefty from the Mets. Well-traveled left-hander, 28 years old. He said he couldn't comment on it a day after Craig Counsell shut down the afternoon crew when they asked him about Genesis Cabrera. So he may be the third left-hander added to the bullpen, but he also, it's not official.
And Tommy himself is a former left-hander. He's now only right-handed.
That's one of those things I'm not going to live down.
It was just a joke. It was. You're a former left-hander, though, right?
I'm a former left-hander up until my fourth birthday.
Because you write like you are writing with...
I do. I hold the pencil a little bit funny because I was supposed to be left-handed. But back in the day, my mom did not want me. My family did not want me to be left-handed. I don't know why. My dad was left-handed. But they used to slap my hand, so I would use my right hand. So I hold the pencil funny.
You ever eat next to a guy who's left-handed? It can be problematic depending on what side he's
on. It's problematic, if you're sitting next to the wrong side, yes. Also, they look...
What, Dustin, why are you shaking your head?
It's just amazing like that that's something that would like trigger you or you would remember eating next to somebody left-handed.
It's happened to me.
My dad's left-handed, and you know, so you got a little bit within his space, you know, his space.
Elbows.
Right?
It's really more awkward on a plane.
You're like, hey.
It's awkward on a plane.
Awkward when there's a left-handed plane?
Never mind.
How?
Because if you're sitting on a plane and you're next to somebody...
We're going
to
get a plane etiquette?
Yes, if you're eating something off your tray and the guy's left-handed and you're right-handed, you're like, that's my space.
Yeah.
That's get away from my space.
That's fair.
All of a sudden then you don't have a lot of wiggle room there, so he elbows you, you elbow your plate, and then all of a sudden you spill it on yourself. Not that I've ever done that.
No.
Eating on a plane, too. Like, really? Like, I mean, it's like you had time to eat before the flight.
No, you don't.
No, they don't.
Not always.
They serve
not
you
always.
On a
spoken like
sometime?
A guy. Come on, Dustin.
Have you never flown to Europe?
If you've not even
I have not. No. No, Father. I have not flown
okay,
to
listen.
You flew to Australia.
Yes, I did.
So there you go. You think you can go there without eating?
I slept as.
If you're a business traveler, if you're traveling, Molly, as a former beat guy, come on, defend the traveler. You don't always have time to eat before you go on a flight.
Back off roads.
It's either too early or you're too rushed or you're too late, whatever. But no.
Get in the seat, cross your arms, shut your eyes, and go to sleep.
Now, here's the other thing, Dustin, is that you are a captive audience on a flight. So there are times when you're like running around rushing. Oh, I'll eat on the flight. That way I'm killing the time that I have. I'll get a sandwich and have it on my flight.
A way to pass the time? Okay.
Exactamundo. Mm. That way I get rid of lunch.
I guess I haven't flown enough to weigh in. But it's like people that come. Here's the difference. Like we wake up in the morning, do our routine, and then come to work. Mm-hmm. But like people that. When you start work at like 8 o'clock in the morning or later, mm-hmm. and people come to work and like eat a meal, like eat before you get here, like you know what I mean, like why did you didn't start work till 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon and now you want to eat, like you had time before work started.
Bothers you? That's
drives me nuts. Absolutely. Yes.
What if they're taking the shortcuts in their life, like Caleb Williams takes a shortcut to his
not
film watching?
Not a shortcut,
it's efficiency. It's about efficiency. Maybe you don't want to eat at home because you don't have time because you have a commute. Maybe you have to drop off three kids at three different spots.
Wow. I mean, how about it?
Just saying.
Some of us have three kids that go to three different places.
I just think you don't ever know what people are eating at work.
No, you have no idea. You don't know why.
The plight might be different than yours.
Probably,
they might not be carrying the world around on their shoulders.
You probably don't want a meeting on the radio. I'll give you that.
That's true. Or in the studio.
But we've done that occasionally.
Eating in the studio?
Didn't we get some breakfast every once in a while?
Every once in a while.
Not often.
We haven't had breakfast in a while.
No, it's been a while.
We
haven't deserved it.
Molly dropping the hints.
I'm just saying.
We haven't had breakfast in a very long time in here.
Just coffee every day.
Yeah. Hey, listen, no one's complaining about the coffee.
No. Coffee's
we love the coffee. No, we're grateful. We're grateful for that.
That's exactly how to describe it.
Why did you start this assault on my logic and common sense? 708 is following suit. Can someone please tell David that 2025 to 2021 is not 5 years? I think I asked Tommy Hotovy why he hasn't, or Drew Pomerantz, no pressure, he hasn't given up a run in 5 years.
Yes.
Five seasons.
Right.
That's what I'm... 2025, 2024, 23, 22, 21.
That's five.
I said years. I'm sorry, Texter. I meant seasons. But it has been a long time.
It's been a while. And it's a funny comment because he wasn't capable of it for a while.
It's not as funny as saying that Tommy Huddy was a former left-hander.
No, that was okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just now that he does everything right-handed, it's confusing.
All right, we're off the track, but Ken Rosenthal correctly identifies starting pitching as the biggest need for the Cubs.
How about Tommy telling us that Seiya probably most likely would need some ramp up? He may need a minor league
start. Shota Imanaga could be going to the minor leagues.
That's what he said.
Shota Imanaga could be on a minor league rehab path eventually.
Yes.
Once he throws Saturday again. I really appreciated this. He was specific path.
Yes.
And I think that's good to know because we can get a far ahead or it can be vague sometimes. The Cubs have nothing to hide. Yesterday, I guess, encouraged that Shota Imanaga did some running.
Yes.
And that he was throwing again because you want him back. Remember when we thought June 1st was going to be the time?
Do you believe the guys in Iowa are listening to this and feel like steak dinner, steak dinner? Does Shota bring a
sushi
dinner, or does it exactly?
It's sushi.
That's what I was thinking.
They're thinking sushi. But are there any sushi restaurants in Iowa, in Des Moines?
That's a really legitimate question.
Are there any good sushi spots in Des Moines?
There must be. I'm sure we'll get texters with recommendations.
Best sushi spot in Des Moines?
Oh, it's
would you trust it?
It's the Jewel.
Would you? Would you trust the best sushi spot?
Have you ever gotten sushi from the Jewel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Well, have you ever eaten sushi on an airplane, David?
Yes, probably. No, I can't really think that I have. I'm trying to think now.
I have ordered out sushi in my life. Had it delivered. A lot of people look at you askew when you say that, but we had a really good sushi spot near us, and they would deliver, and I got to tell you, some world-class sushi.
I'm not a big sushi guy.
Sushi,
I'll eat it, but
the best beer food since pizza. I've said that before, and I'll say it again.
It sounds like a song lyric there. You're going to burst into song.
I mean, I should, because sushi, a beer and sushi, get out of here.
Really?
Oh, my God. There's a little bite to it. Get a little wasabi and a beer. That's good stuff.
Well, then the Iowa Cubs should be excited about.
That's right.
They're going to have some sushi and beer when Shota shows up.
That's it. You got to have
unless they're on the road.
It. Yeah, and one of those larger beers. You know, they have the Japanese kind of larger
Sapporo.
Yeah, there you go.
How many ounces? How many ounces is Sapporo?
What is it?
39?
24 at least.
Dustin's carrying on a 39 ouncer.
It's having a couple of beers.
They have that at the Spring Inn.
I mean,
stumble out.
I don't think that's available.
Does the Spring Inn have sushi, Dustin, or do they go with it? Do they have?
But
the
you
pizza?
can bring in whatever you want.
How about fried pickles?
They do have pizza, but
fried pickles.
But do they have it? Do they have it in one of those little ovens?
They do. Those are so good.
I love that. Yeah. That
like
is really fun. Yeah,
toast oven and tavern style.
That's
pizza.
Like old. That's old school stuff.
Bacon pepperoni.
Oh, I love the bacon pepperoni.
Bacon jalapeno.
Oh, I don't know about the jalapeno. Yeah.
It's not super hot. Just enough.
Mm. Boy, jalapeno and pepperoni are completely different.
They're totally different.
And that also goes really good with beer.
Yeah, no doubt.
An Ultra or a Mick Ultra.
Yeah,
or
the jalapeno I'll stay away from.
Flight from Yingling.
It's a little. Yeah. Sponsor.
Have you tried a Labatt's Blue Light? That'd fire you
also
up,
buddy. Probably not available.
Dustin, have you heard about this place in Detroit? You can go with family of four, eats for $60.
No, I think I might spend the $40 on gas just to take the road trip.
I'm telling
to
you. A family of four with drinks.
Drinks?
It was
I think I need to see a snapshot.
$68 a second. No, it was good. It was a good beer.
Did you get a cheese pizza?
I'm going to have to see a receipt.
The place is called Green Dot. Robbie Triano was recommending it to me when we were talking the other
Green
day.
Dot?
Green Dot?
Daytime Robbie.
Green Dot?
It's called Green Dot Stables. Okay? And it was once owned by a jockey. He apparently opened, there were no stables there, but he opened up a themed bar, and then these guys bought it and kept the name. And Green Dot Stables is like little smash burgers, you know, little kind of
sliders,
sliders,
food for sliders? Jockeys,
sliders. Okay.
Tiny food.
No, it's
tiny food for tiny people.
You know, they had like a really nice chicken sandwich. They've got
that's good.
Fries with, what do you call that stuff?
Aioli?
Like duck, you know, fat or whatever. Honestly, it was a really, it was
when
good
you say
food.
Green Dot, I don't go there. When you say Green Dot, I think football helmet.
Okay.
Because Riedel used to make green dots and red dots. And
yeah.
Green dots were the big heads. Red dots were the small heads. And if you had a green dot, you had a big noggin. So I would always had a great, I had a green dot helmet.
Yeah.
And that's when you say green dot, my head goes there.
You and Ted Washington?
I mean, the prices, I am
Didn't
on the,
Ted have
I am
the
on
largest
the menu right
helmet
now.
In the league? Yes.
The prices are unbelievable.
Thank you.
I mean, unbelievable.
It's excellent.
You know what,
it's
Dustin? Really I would put $50 of gas in my car just to drive to get a $60 dinner.
And you know what? When we were talking about it with Robbie, Dan Wiederer was working, and he was like, oh, I went there for dinner when I was in Detroit. I'm not making
really?
It up.
Robbie
I
mean, Triano?
$285 no, no. McUltras.
Dan Wiederer? Went there with Rich Campbell the first time he was in Detroit.
Oh, I remember that story. Yes. I remember you saying that.
Uh-huh. And that wasn't $63.
Okay.
That was $68. But we had two rounds of drinks.
Well, for $5, that's two rounds of drinks, it sounds like.
I'm just saying.
And there's a horse on the roof of this place.
There's a horse. There's a silver horse on the roof. It doesn't move. I tried to get up there and ride it. It didn't go anywhere.
You sent a picture of you on a carousel, didn't you?
I was on a carousel.
That was going to make the rounds. That was a funny photo.
Yeah.
I did not
we were
post
at,
that.
Oh, thank
Resisted
you,
every urge.
Yeah. No, we went to, the Henry Ford Museum. Behind the Henry Ford Museum, there is a place called Greenfield Village. Henry Ford believed that people learned about history by going to actual historical sites. So he took a bunch of historical sites and brought them to Greenfield Village. They have the actual bike store where the Wright brothers built the first airplane out of. So there are little places like that.
That's cool.
And it's super cool. And so when you go back there, they have an original carousel that the kids used to ride on when they were little. So we got on it as a gag, and then we ended up riding it. So there was a photo of me riding one of these little horsies that was going up and down.
It was a very Thank entertaining you. Picture.
That's a very good snapshot. That's why I sent it to you. I thought you guys would get a chuckle.
I did. It got a nice little chuckle. It was a good weekend smile.
All I'm after.
Join the Score in Circus Sports Illinois tomorrow, 10 to 120, as Raheemy and Harris will be broadcasting live from the parking lot outside Wrigley Field. I'm sorry, outside Wrigleyville, Dogs on Clark, followed by Zach Zaidman's pregame show up until first pitch. Fund the Circus Sport Illinois app to be eligible for some limited edition swag and promotions. Plus, food will be provided by Wrigleyville Dogs. Stop by tomorrow, starting at 10. It's all brought to you by Circus Sports Illinois. Sports betting the way it should be. Download the Circus Sports Illinois app today.
We have a text that says, White Castle serves drinks now. That's pretty funny. All right. We got our colleagues next. We'll talk to Marshall and Layla Mullenhall on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.